The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Thank you for joining us for Kingdom Connection. We have a very special program for you today. I recently had the honor of baptizing people of all ages and backgrounds at Free Chapel. And let me tell you, these are always some of the most powerful services. They're raw, they're real, we don't rehearse them. And it fills my heart with joy to hear these testimonies. It's what it's all about. And I believe these testimonies are going to fill your heart with joy. God is so good. And He deserves today to be praised and exalted. And people need to hear your story. That's what you're going to do. You're going to hear these people's stories. So let's go right into today's message. It's a brief message. And then listen intently to the precious testimonies you're about to hear.
Genesis chapter 7, the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." Now watch this. "You shall take with you seven," how many? Everybody say seven, "of each of every clean animal, a male and his female, to each of animals that are unclean, a male and a female. Also," everybody say seven. "Seven each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of the earth. And afterwards, after seven more days, I will cause it to rain for 40 days and 40 nights, and I'll destroy the face of the earth of all living things that I have made." And Noah did as the Lord commanded him. I want to talk to you for just a few moments about this seventh animal that was on board. It kind of plays with the image that we have, the Noah's Ark image, the little cartoon book that we used to color in Sunday school when I was coming up. They probably have all 3D stuff down there now, but when I was coming up, they had little coloring books, and that was always, they'd teach the lesson, and then we would color and try to do all the animals. But they came up two by two, and if you read on, they did come two by two. God drew them two by two into the ark. But really, what we miss is He said, if it's a clean animal, meaning it could be used and will be used for sacrifice, some of its species, you're to have seven of them. If it's unclean, just one, just two, a couple, a male, a female. But I want you to bring extra of the unclean. So see that if it was a clean animal, such as lambs, it was two, four, six. But the one I want you to focus in on is that seventh animal. And that one sacrificial animal, I'm sure the dove noticed the other cages had couples. They were together. But for all of those days, for almost an entire year, by itself, separated. And then came the time when Noah took the dove and the storm stopped, and he opened the window and he released the dove. And that dove was that seventh dove. It was that seventh clean animal. And he released it. And it came back immediately. Why? Because there was nothing out there but death. There was nothing out there but the putrid bodies of bloated people and animals that had been drowned. And the Bible said the dove could find no place for the soles of its feet because it was a clean animal. And it came back. And then 7 days later, he sent it out again, and it came back with an olive branch, meaning the waters had abated. They had gone down. And it also meant that peace, God is no longer judging the earth. Something has happened. And there's peace between you, Noah, and God now. He's not angry. He's not destroying that. The olive branch represents peace. And then the third time, he released 7 days later that same dove, and the dove never came back. God put, and here's what I want you to get. God put on that ark animals that were there specifically and only to be sacrificed. They were just not along for the ride. They had one purpose: to die, to shed their blood, so that under the old covenant, a man and his family could have a relationship with a holy God. In the same way that God preserved that sacrifice on that ark, in a twisted, messed up world, the world was so wicked, was so evil, but God beautifully preserved that animal and a seventh lamb was on there. It was the seventh, all the animals that were clean. There was an extra one, and it was there for one reason, that when Noah would get off of that ark, he would offer every one of those seventh animals that were clean on an altar. Your Bible said he did it. The only thing he didn't offer was a dove, and I believe it was because that dove represented Jesus Christ, that one that flew away and never came back. They can fly up to 100 miles a day, 90 to 100 miles a day. When he released it, there would be 93, I think it was, more days that they would stay on the ark. And so that dove could have gone so far away, it could have reached China. That dove was an international dove, and it flew and it never came back. And as you sit here today, I want you to see that there would come a day when Jesus Christ, no longer in type, the lonely one who came, he was never married, he was kept by the Father and his precious blood would be blood that would save us. He shows up on planet Earth, born of a virgin. And then at the age of 30, he fasts and prays and comes to the Jordan River, and John the Baptist sees him at the river. And John is baptizing people in water. And Jesus says, I want you to baptize me. I want to show an example of what I want people who follow me to do. John baptized me, and John said, I'm not worthy to baptize you. I'm not worthy to shine your shoes or tie your sandals. He said, do it because I'm commanding you to do it. And the Bible said, then he said, this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And then he took Jesus, and the Bible said, and he baptized him in water. His whole body, he put Jesus under. And when Jesus came out of the water, your Bible said that a dove, the heavens opened, God spoke, a dove descended, the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. Wonder if God had preserved that dove that went out of Noah's ark, and by that time it had made its way to Jerusalem, to the river there in the wilderness in Judea where John was baptizing, and that dove descended and disappeared. It was the dove that was standing there. It was the perfect sacrifice. It was the one who came not to live but to die. He was that seventh sacrificial animal standing in the flesh, in the water. And the Father said, this is my favorite son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is still the answer. The blood of that sacrifice is still the answer. If you're addicted, if you're messed up, if your family's broken, if your life is so messed up you don't know where to turn and what to do, this is the answer for the world, Jesus Christ. He is the sacrifice that can wash you and free you and set you free. He who knew no sin became sin. That feeling when he was on the cross, he did not just take our sins, he became sin, the Bible said. He became every, not just my sin and your sin, but every sin that would ever be committed in this life by anybody in any and every generation. He felt the shame. He felt the pain. He felt what people feel if they've had an abortion or they've gone through a horrible divorce or they have murdered someone or they have done something and they're so ashamed of themselves. He took it all in that moment on the cross. He took our sins. The judgment of our sin, oh hallelujah, was on him, that seventh precious sacrificial beast. Watch this. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus chapter 14, I close with this. When a man had leprosy and showed signs that he was recovering, which was very rare, he would go to the priest. And the reason he would go to the priest is there was a ritual that he had to go through before he could be released to go back to his family. Even if his skin was completely healed, this was the ritual. You won't believe this. The priest would take two doves. They had to be clean animals. And he took the two doves, and the Bible said, take one of them and take an earthen vessel that has pouring water running into it, and at that same time slit the throat of that clean, innocent animal and let its blood fall into that earthen vessel. And then take the other bird, and I want you to take cedar wood, a type of the cross, and tie the wings of that bird with scarlet threads on to that cedar wood. And once you get the blood and the water in an earthen vessel, Jesus was an earthen vessel, came in the form, God Almighty came in the form of skin, an earthen vessel. And when they crucified him, there poured forth blood and water. And they would take that bird. One of them would have to be sacrificed so that the other bird could be plunged into the water. A beautiful picture, except the man be born again of blood and water, of spirit and water, and plunge him into the water and pull him out. And this is the most beautiful part. And said, then once you've dipped him in the blood and the water, take him into an open field and untie the strings that are holding his wings down and set him free and let him know that he can soar. He's free. The past is over. The past is over. You don't have to stay in the low, low valley of depression, shame, guilt, and condemnation. You can rise above it on wings of praise, and you can go forth, and your life can make a difference. I'll even use the pain of the past to anoint you to change people's lives and give them hope. Now I feel the Lord in this place. I want y'all to come on up, and I'm going to baptize you. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Jasmine Vasquez.
Nice to see you. You got a group of friends down there?
Yes, I think that's my Bible study group, my friends from youth, young adults. I serve at young adults and for youth.
I love that. So it's important to have friends that believe in who you hang out with, right?
Yes, very much. I wanted to thank my best friend, Sarah, can't be here, but she's the reason I'm here today. She was never afraid to share her love for the Lord, and her faith just inspired me to live for Jesus. I was baptized as a baby, actually. My family was raised Catholic, but I felt like we sort of just claimed religion, and I never felt like I had a real strong relationship with the Lord until I met her and she led me to Free Chapel again, because I've been coming here for a really long time, but I just feel like I was pushing it away, but the Lord's pull was stronger than my push, and and I'm finally here, and I'm really excited. And I love him, and he has transformed me in so many ways and saved me from so many stuff and just fixed my relationship with my family. And he's everything. He's everything.
Well, you can see Jesus all over this girl. Isn't he wonderful? So you don't have religion anymore. You have a relationship with Jesus. You know that?
Yes. yes, very much. And it is much stronger than religion. It is intimate.
Lord, I thank you for this. And if you can do it for one in this generation, you can do it for 10,000. You can do it for millions. And we claim every son and daughter out there that doesn't know and not living for Jesus, may they know and experience what she's experienced. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Somebody give God a mighty praise in this house. Woo, that's beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
David Embert.
David, how long have you been at the church?
I've been at the church since November. I was released from prison July 3rd, 2023. I met Jesus at Washington State Prison in 2018 through the Kairos Prison Ministry, and he delivered me from 25 years of meth addiction. Since I've been out, he's really blessed my life. I got out and immediately started working, got me my license, a great job. A brand new car, and when I went to purchase this car, I met a nice lady, and we did our first date here at Free Chapel, and I fell in love with the church, with the pastor.
When was that?
That was November the 25th.
Man, this guy's good.
I remember that because she gave me a Bible that day on our first date, so the date's wrote in the Bible, so that's how I remember. Yes, sir.
Where's she at now?
She's out there with my brother in the crowd. Yeah,
that's good. Bring him on your first date to church and give him a Bible. Boy, she's just letting you know.
Let me know, didn't she? Yes, sir. Now God's been amazing, man. He's really blessed my life because I lived a life of addiction for a long time, and ran, got behind the walls, and fell into gang activity in there, and he just kept coming to me. He's like, he's not going to give up. So, you know, I say to any of the guys that's watching behind the walls, if you're in the prison system, man, like, Jesus loves you. Give your life to him. If he can fix me, he can fix any of y'all, man. Like,
praise God. That's powerful.
But I'm ready to wash away my sins and do this act of obedience, man, in front of the world. They can see how good things God's been doing in my life.
This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout right now. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Gabriella.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. What would make a 21-year-old want to get baptized?
So I was raised in church, but I never had a relationship with Christ. It was just more like of a tradition, going like every Sunday. So later on, my life got hard and I started to rebel against Jesus, and I turned away from him. I blamed him for everything that was happening. So from middle school to high school, I had no relationship with him. I didn't care about him, and I turned into Satanism. So I was a Satanist for 3 years.
Really? So did you get with other Satanists, and or was you just doing it privately?
It was both. I was doing it privately and also online. It was during like COVID, so I got involved into that. But later on, like, I was so lost. I told people I was happier like that, that he was the way and everything, but it was not the way, and it didn't work. So I had a friend from work who told me to come to Free Chapel. It was going to be my 21st birthday, and I was planning on going clubbing. And so she was like, go to church, and if you like it, keep going. And so I did. October 1st, I came to Free Chapel. But on the second week of Free Chapel, I gave my life to at the altar call. And he's been so good to me.
The Satanism, did you have books and
yes.
Burn candles and
I was getting into New Age, which is like tarot cards and like manifestation. But what that ended up happening was I was opening portals to demons. We had, my mother was able to see some demons around the house because I was opening those portals. And so when I gave my life to Christ, I, you know, blessed the house and we have never seen anything. We are able to sleep well. And he's been so good to me. And I know he has a big plan for me. I haven't found my calling yet, but I hope to. And I know he put this in my heart to get baptized today. And I'm just so excited for what the Lord has for me.
It's unreal. That is unreal. Is your mother here?
It's my mother and my family are here. I don't know where they are. Oh, they're over there. I just went. So during revival, I came to revival. I brought my sisters. And during that, I fasted. And I asked the Lord for them to open their heart to Christ. And they've been going to church as well.
Jesus.
And I've learned during this walk with Christ that fasting and prayer is so powerful. And he told me, because I wanted to do everything. After I gave my life to Christ in October, I wanted to do everything. I wanted to get filled with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues. And the Lord, during that fast, told me, you have to wait. You have to fill yourself with the word. And I will let you know when you're ready. I just want everybody to know that God is good. Don't let the enemy get to you. He has done amazing things in my life that I'm just like, wow. Because before him, I thought everything was impossible. But with them now, I know everything is possible.
I'm so proud. Ooh. Just lift your hands and worship Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise you. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. We praise you. Use this young lady, Lord. Let her testimony, her life, be used to glorify your name all the days of her life. Lord, I thank you for what your blood has done. And I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
I believe these testimonies have touched your heart, and perhaps like some of the people who you've heard on the program today, you may be feeling like there's no way that God can forgive you, that you've done too much, you've gone too far, but you just heard, if God would do that for these people, what will He do for you? And I want to give you that opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart. Pray this prayer right where you are. That's what they did. They prayed a prayer. And Jesus changes everything. Now say these words. Say, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe what you did on the cross with your shed blood gives me eternal life and forgiveness and victory, a brand new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, before I go, I want to take time to thank every one of you for the way you're responding with gifts of support to Israel. The security situation, particularly along Israel's northern border, continues to be grave. Hezbollah is actively engaged in conflict with Israel and has recently demonstrated its ability to effectively use drones against specific targets. And when you see Israel under attack and people intent to wipe Israel from off of the face of the earth, I want to say that it's time like never before to stand with Israel. And that's why we're constructing the Israeli Emergency Center in northern Israel. Construction is ongoing. In fact, it's the only construction site in northern Israel that the government is allowing to continue during the time of war. That tells you how desperate they are to get this help. We need your help to speed up the building process and complete this life saving emergency center. I encourage you today to obey God and ask Him, what would He have you do? I know it'll be enough. Watch this and see how you can make a difference today.
For the past 5 years, Jensen Franklin Media Ministries, together with our friends and partners around the globe, have partnered with the Jewish National Fund to help fund major life-saving projects in Israel. These amazing projects have already saved so many lives during the attacks on October 7th from Hamas on Israel's southern border. Now, in the north, over 300 Iranian drones and ballistic missiles were launched at Israel. The area that was most targeted is just 30 minutes north of the Sea of Galilee, right on the border with Lebanon and Syria. This area has no medical facilities in case of an emergency. Right now, Jewish people living in the area must travel an hour or use Life Flight to receive medical attention. That's why Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is stepping up in another major effort in Israel and providing the Northern Israel Emergency Center. There is no longer a threat of war, but a dark reality that war is here. You can help save lives through the Northern Israel Emergency Center. We need your help to build this hospital and provide emergency medical care to communities where it is needed the most. There is a blessing promised to those who bless Israel found in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. We believe God has strategically positioned us to play a role in protecting and blessing the nation of Israel. Be a part of the blessing. Call now or go online today. This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.